On a bright, sunny, but cold Saturday in Des Moines, Iowa, dozens of people gathered for a peace rally and march to the Iowa State Capitol. We had a moment to visit with some of the organizers of the event that truly crosses ethnic, cultural, and religious lines. That in just a moment.
Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. FocusandFind.com.
I begin by asking Julia Shibartov, an American whose family fled Ukraine years ago, why this rally and this movement?
We are trying to spread awareness to this war, to all the suffering that millions of children are homeless, families torn apart, historical buildings falling, crumbling, and we're all suffering in this together, and we need to help.
And you have a unique story as well, don't you? You are from that area, yes?
Yes, I was born in Kyiv, Ukraine, came over as a refugee, as a child with my family. So definitely know and connected with roots there.
And we were talking off mic, you happen to be married to a Russian.
Yes, my husband, we're two different religions, two different countries, obviously the country's at war, and he is the biggest supporter of freedom and thinks it's insane what's happening across the world right now.
We're going to turn our attention to some folks from Liberia, which is an interesting mix between Liberia and Ukraine. Tell me, sir, your name?
My name is Aki Danga. I'm from Liberia. I'm the chairman of the board of directors of Coffee FC, the organizer of this rally today.
And why are folks from Liberia concerned with Ukraine?
Okay, we are concerned because the situation in Ukraine is unique to Liberia. We went through 14 years of civil war, and Ukrainian was there with us. They served our peacekeepers. They helped train our police, and we shared things in common. So we seen it befitting to be a part of this occasion to identify with the suffering people of Ukraine right now, because there are a lot of people right now who are displaced. Refugees are out there. So we as an organization, you know, we decided to come out to show our support, you know, in solidarity of the people of Ukraine.
And this is truly a multiracial, multi-ethnic, multi-religious gathering. Sir, your name?
My name is Lasana M. Kamu. I'm from Liberia as well, and also a member of Coffee MC. So like my chairman just said, we are here in solidarity of Ukraine. And as we all know, we Liberians went through the same process. You know, we went through a lot of 14 years of civil war. It was devastating, and we are in solidarity with Ukraine, and that's why we are here today.
All right, and now we have another individual who's one of the folks that are here. And your name and your organization?
My name is Mercy Issa, and I'm with AFI, Africans in Iowa for Empowerment.
And how come we've never met before? And and tell me about what it is your organization does.
Well, Africans in Iowa is a diversity organization. We have multiple people from different countries, Sudan, Cameroon, Sierra Leone, Liberia, Ghana, Guinea, and you name it. So we're encouraging a lot of Africans to be a part of us. So we're here to empower whatever situations there are so that we can be a part of it and just make a difference.
I would imagine, just judging by the name of your organization, that economic development is an important thing. Perhaps entrepreneurs getting people not only jobs, but also businesses?
Yes, we do interview people with businesses so that we can be able to help them to business manage their, do like bookkeeping and stuff. So these are some of the programs we're working on right now, and it is through the help of the United Way of Iowa. We're helping people to do like computer literacy classes and stuff. As we said, our organization are involved in multiple things. When stuff like this come about, we enterprise ourselves, you know, to be able to work with them. We are also a funder, along with Coffee FC, that put this together along with our Ukrainian community.
And obviously the next question, as we asked Coffee FC, why? Why do folks from your organization care about what's going on in Ukraine?
Because as a Liberian, I went through it. I left my country. A lot of my relatives were killed. Our country was, because of a civil war, which was a senseless kind of war. And as I said, we are not doing this because of a political basis. We're doing it strictly as a humanitarian kind of gesture, because we went through it, you know, seeing our the innocent civilians and children, mothers and fathers are suffering. It has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with colors. We're here strictly so that we can be able to make our voices heard. We're trying to raise funds to be able to send back to Ukraine to help the people that are suffering.
So many people, so many Iowans, so many individuals being wishful to assist with the efforts in Ukraine. A final conversation here for just a moment with another one of the organizers. Your name and your responsibilities here?
Hi, my name is Veronica Tesler. I am one of the co-founders of Iowa Stands with Ukraine on Facebook, which is a grassroots organization that we put together out of the need for solidarity and the need for supporting Ukraine during this time. And on a professional level, I'm an entrepreneur, a small business owner. I own Yotopia, a frozen yogurt shop in Iowa City, and I co-own Nosh Cafe and Eatery here in the East Village of Des Moines.
And why are you concerned about what's going on in Ukraine?
My father is an immigrant from Kyiv. He came to this country in 1973 as a 23-year-old under the Soviet regime due to the anti-Semitism in the Soviet Union. And so here today, you know, we are here to gather. So as the daughter of an immigrant and the daughter of a refugee, this is very close to my heart. We are so blessed to live with the freedoms that we have in this country. And we're here in solidarity for the Ukrainian people and also in solidarity with our Liberian brothers and sisters and the folks from the African diaspora who have also faced incredible hardship to get to this country and who understand the importance of freedom and democracy.
And Julia, final question for you. This is a real interesting amalgamation of lots of different people from all over the greater Des Moines metro. And why do you think this touches such a nerve with so many people here in central Iowa that is so well divorced, it could be, from so much about what's going on in the world?
War and, you know, suffering affects everyone equally. So no matter where we're from, no matter what religion we believe in, no matter what our ethnicity, race, it, regardless, we all feel the same pain. And this is a way where we can all stand together because this is a global war. In essence, it's impacting everybody across the board.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Thanks for covering this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Once again, many people with many different cultures, backgrounds, and faiths coming together to call attention to the war in Ukraine. We're going to follow up with some of the groups we met with. We think it will be an interesting storyline from Iowa.